I'm Lynn Scher, and it is Thursday, so we're talking about work. Okay, when you go to work, how many emails do you send in a day? Do you ever use all capital letters or maybe italics? Do you ever say anything personal in your emails? And what do those emails say about how useful and happy you are as an employee? Well, it turns out you can tell a lot about who you are as a worker by what's in those emails, and your employer may be keeping tabs. Here to tell us more is Elizabeth Charnock. She is the CEO of Catafora, and she says their software can tell how productive you are by monitoring not just your email, but your instant messages, even your key card use. We're also joined by Takeaway contributor Beth Kobliner, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Welcome to both of you. Elizabeth, let me go to you. This is shocking news to me. What exactly does your software do, and how does it do it?
Well, our software does a great many things. We originally started off doing investigation and litigation, where the stakes are often very high in millions or many millions of dollars. So people are much more than curious as to what their employees are doing. You know, might they be whistleblowers? Might they have it in for the company? Will they be friendly witnesses and so on? And so we started off modeling behavior to try to understand what normal behavior is so we could understand what abnormal behavior was.
Okay, first, just tell me, before we get into the specifics of what you can see online or in email, what does a happy, productive employee look like in terms of their email?
Whether it's emails or IMs, they're very connected to a number of different people, not just one or two. They are regularly consulted in what their job description is and what their area of expertise is. They are using many different channels, and not just from 9 to 5, but as things come up during the evening and even on weekends.
So this is the picture of the happy, productive, useful employee, right?
It's more than that. What we looked for and what our software looks for, really, are people whose contributions are being used over and over again by their colleagues. Something
so it's
that's
people,
useful, it's
people emailing you for advice, to get your opinion on something, that sort of thing?
Exactly, as well as if you come up with a clever phrase, people repeating that phrase over and over again because it's useful, because it helps people to understand perhaps something that's very complicated.
Okay, before we move on to Beth, let me just get a couple of specifics from you. I know you have filters and you have ways of seeing what people are doing. Number one, what happens if you're the sort of person who writes in all caps? What does that mean?
It's like digital yelling.
It's like digital yelling. Okay, so it says you're a pretty emotional person.
Or you really want somebody to pay attention to the following sentence.
And okay.
You have no better way to do it.
You also have filters that can tell who you're communicating with and whether you have phone. Just tick off a couple of those things for me that you can determine.
We can determine anything from when you are confused, angry, by more terse sentence structure, by lots of exclamation points and other things like that.
And when you say to somebody, call me on this?
Yes. And we have the notion of a call me event, meaning when somebody is trying to gently suggest it would really be better to not put this in writing. The software's smart enough to tell the difference between that and something like, please call me if you have any questions.
Well, I have to tell you, it's all very interesting, and it scares the heck out of me. This is
Absolutely.
Big brother, big sister, Beth Kobliner. What are we looking at here?
For sure, it's Orwellian. You know, I've been writing about workplace issues for close to 20 years, and I was shocked by doing the reporting on this, the depth and breadth at which employers are monitoring people. 70% of employers say in a recent study that they are doing this. They are looking at people's emails, personal emails. Basically, any time you use your office computer, even if you're using your own, say, Gmail account or AOL account, every time you use your office computer, that is not your material anymore.
This is no longer, if it ever was, this is not a matter of somebody sitting in a little room reading through everything. This is taking software like the Catafora software, and it will just spit out, well, gee, Lynn Scherer has been doing an awful
contacting,
lot of call me things.
Yeah, well, contacting her friends, for example, in some cases, or doing personal emails, or knowing which websites you're looking at. And I think that it's become, you know, what's interesting to me is the privacy and consumer right advocates group have basically stopped fighting. They've given up because the courts have ruled this material, if you're using a work computer, not only at your desk at work, but if your company gives you a laptop computer and you're using it at home, or your company gives you a company BlackBerry, all that can be monitored and it's perfectly legal.
Elizabeth Charnock, what sorts of companies are using your services?
It's mostly large companies who are involved in litigation and in which who are deep pockets. And that may not sound like a very sympathetic clientele, but yet if one stupid employee brings down a heap of liability on their employer, that hurts the shareholders, it hurts other employees, it hurts everybody.
And Elizabeth, as far as you know, does any employer use this for, I don't know how to put this, gossip reasons?
No, life's too short, quite honestly.
Let's hope you're right about that one. Beth, let's go back to you. Advice for a worker bee. What do we do so as not to get in an embarrassing situation?
Well, first of all, you probably want to know whether your employer is doing this or not. Of course, then there's the question, if you ask your employer, are you monitoring my emails for personal information? The employer will be like, why are you asking? You know, what are you doing that's wrong? So it's sort of a little tricky there. But I'd say in the workplace, I learned this lesson. Only use your personal cell phone. Only use your personal BlackBerry if you're emailing people. And that's the way it has to be. And make sure you realize that just because you're using a personal Gmail account does not mean your employer is not monitoring it.
That's your takeaway. The employer has all the rights here. They own the computers. They own your email. Beth Kobliner is our contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. And Elizabeth Charnock is CEO of Catafora, which makes software that monitors electronic correspondence. Thanks to both of you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.